The Algoma Family Services Board of Directors adopted a motion at its meeting Wednesday to adopt the federal government's 50-30 challenge, an initiative aimed at increasing diversity and inclusion within Canadian organizations. The 50-30 challenge encourages organizations to achieve two primary goals: gender parity, 50% women and or non-binary people on boards and or in senior management; significant representation, 30% representation of other equity-deserving groups, including racialized persons, people with disabilities, 2SLGBTQ+ individuals, and Indigenous peoples. William Johnson, president of the AFS Board of Directors, said, "In taking on this challenge, we recognize the significance of ensuring the AFS Board is reflective of our diverse community, and that equity-deserving groups have the opportunity to occupy positions of authority to influence and shape our services at AFS. I am thrilled the AFS board has chosen to take on the 50-30 challenge," said Ali Juma, CEO of AFS, in a news release. "As the first person of color to lead AFS, I can speak from experience about the challenges it takes to obtain a leadership role. At a time when DEI is being challenged and removed from some workplaces, we want our clients, community partners, funders, and prospective employees to know you will find a safe, welcoming, and inclusive workplace at AFS. Our board of directors expects this." AFS encourages other community-based agencies to join the 50-30 challenge and commit to creating more inclusive and diverse workplaces. "By working together, we can build a stronger, more equitable community for everyone," the release said.